We are learning Masechta Suvas Daf Kufav Amam Beis, and we are starting the bottom Daf Kufav Amar Aleph. Boim Re Ravuna Mera. Kli Sharis. Where does the Kli Sharis come from? Where do you get money to buy Kli Sharis? Mal Shias Mekotcha Bedeg Abayis. Tzorich Mizbeh. Can you use Bedeg Abayis money or use Trumas Alishka money? What's a Shaila? Tzorich Mizbeach Ninu Mekotcha Bedeg Abayis also. Maybe Tzorich Mizbeach. And Mizbeach, since Mizbeach is a binyan, so therefore, it's a Bedek Abayis Inyan, because the Mizbeach, Achitzayin, was built into the Beis HaMikdash. It was a Binyan. So therefore, the Klisharis which service the Mizbeach come from the Bedek Abayis. Or, Oitzara Karbon in Elmais, the Klisharis used for the carbon. You make Zrika and these things. Shtruz Lishka Ava. Oitzara Zayin, they're from Chumas Alishka. So what's the halacha? Amalei, Ein Asmel from Chumas Alishka. You know what you use it? You only use the Chumas Alishka. That's what Rav answered. Rav Huna asked Shav. Rav said, use the Chumas Alishka. Eisvei, it says in the Pasuk, this is by Yoyash HaMelech, in the first place of Mikdash, the Mikdash needed repairs, and they went ahead and they did a major collection to do repairs on the base HaMikdash. It says in the Pasuk, Chaloysam Avil Fnei HaMelech, when they finished the whole collection, they brought it Fnei HaMelech, V'yehoda Eshara Kesef, V'yasu Kelem Beis HaShem, Klisharis, V'halois, V'kapois, it says in Divrei HaYamim that when they finished fixing up the Beis HaMikdash, they had extra money. What did they do with it? They made kelim, make klisharis. So here, this is Bedek Abayis money, obviously, they're fixing up the Beis HaMikdash, and they used the extra money for klisharis. So it's Kasha and Rav. Rav says it comes from Trumas Alishka. Here you see it came from Bedek Abayis. Amalei. So Rav, whoever asked him is Kasha, so Rav tells, I guess Rav Huna asked him is Kasha, so Rav tells back Rav Huna, the Kariach Ksuvi, the one who taught you Ksuvim, lo ye Kariach v'Navi, didn't teach you Navim, Dibra Yom is from Ksuvim, didn't teach you Navim. It says the Pasuk in the same parasha, Dibra Yom is like a recap of all of Nach. In the parasha itself, in Malachim, it says, Ach, lo ye osa beis Hashem, sipa is kesef. Mizamrois, Mizrikois, Chatzoitzos, Kolkis of Chasim, and Akasim, and Muvez Hashem. Kiloys of Malachi, it knew. Vichiskubay is Bez Hashem. Says in Malachim, you should not use that money for Kalim or for anything else. You should use a Dafka for Mechazik, the Bez Hashem. So if I care, it says in the Pasuk, you should not use it for Klisharis. So from there, it's a riot to me. So Mara asks, Yachit Kasha Kroy Adad. You know, I said, the Psukkim don't stem with each other. Like Kasha, Kancha Gavav Asiru, Kancha Gavav Asiru. Whatever, if you had extras, use the Fikli Kesa. But the Etzem money collective of Bedek Abayis, you could not use for the Klisharis. So, Freit the Gemara, and that answers the Stira. Freit the Gemara, still, if you're Rav, if you have to take from Jewish Lishka, not from Bedek Abayis, what's the difference if you have extra? Frigobu is Sira Mayhava, Lamais, that money is set aside for Bedek Abayis. I'm Rav Avo, Lev Bezdin Masaleim. Bezdin makes a Tanai that on this money that's being collected, im hutzuchu hutzuchu. If you need it for Bedek Abayis, good. Lav yil klisharis. Use it for klisharis. Tolibay b'shmo. Klisharis bomb to shlishka. We have a brisa that was learned in the Beis Medrash from Rabbi Shmuel, like Rav. The klisharis bomb to shlishka. Shnayim says in the pasuk as shara kesef. He darshens the same pasuk that we learned before to mean that you're using the kesef and Bedek Abayis for klisharis. He says no, this pasuk don't want tumas alishka taka. Which kesef has shirayim? You know what that is? Chumas alishka. What was chumas alishka? Again, we spoke of that before. You brought the machzor shak, they threw it into a big room. Then they took a truma from that room for the kabbonis. So you had shirayim. So what type of kesef has shirayim? That's the kesef. Havayim is that chumas alishka. So if I care, the pasuk it says shara kesef used for klisharis was talking about chumas alishka. Vayim shirayim gufayu. Maybe it's referring to the Shirayim itself. Maybe it's referring to the Shirayim of that was left in the room after the Trumas Alishka. So, the Gemara, no. As Shar HaKesef, the Lashon HaKesef is the Lashon of that Kesef. Kedama Rava, Ha'oil Oil Rishayna, we darshin that Oil is the first carbon to bring on the Mizbeach, because it says every morning, it says, Va'orach Ala Ha'oil. How do you know it's a Tamid? Maybe it's a different Oil. Teretz ha'oila means the famous oila, which is the Talmud. Ha'oila oila v'shayna. Ha'chinam ya'kesav kesav v'shayna. It says, eshar ha'kesav. It doesn't mean what was left over in the room. Eshar ha'kesav means, a lashon hay, the extra hay darshins, that it means the kesav that has a shar, which is what? The trumas alishka, the actual money that's removed from the room for the kabbonis, and it leaves shirayim, that kesav will be used for the kalim. So that's how the Beir Bishmal darshins the pasuk as she'ar hakesef to darshin. It means the kesef that was removed from the kesef that is removed from the lishka, and that's the kabon, that those money was set outside for kabonis can be used for klisharis. Meisa has another kasha. Haktiris says it might be a Mishnah shkolim. It says there haktiris v'chol kabonis tziva b'amchumis lishka. The halacha is the haktiris and all kabonis tziva b'amchumis lishka pasha. Then it says mizbeach hazav, which was called a keli, Mizbeach Azov, because the movable Mizbeach was the one on the Hegel. And the Goyin takes that Rulavina, but let's say you read it, Mizbeach Azov, Rulavina, Viklisharis, where does it come from? Bam and Moiser Nesachim. It comes from Moiser Nesachim. What's Moiser Nesachim? So Rashi says that in Menachis, the Gemara has Machlaikis, what it means. But one pshat it means like this, that when people bought from the Beis HaMikdash, when someone came to bring a carbon, he brought something called Nesachim. Nesachim is some shemen, some flour, some wine. Now, they didn't bring it with them from wherever they came from. What they did was, they got the Beis HaMikdash, they brought money, and they bought it, and that's the use for Nesachim. And when they sold it, they always sold it in a way that Beis HaMikdash gained, which means that in the Beis HaMikdash, they bought their weights of this silas piled over, but they sold it as a very compact amount. And therefore, they had a lot of extra. What do the extra? With that extra, they sold and they had money. What was that money used for? You're used for klisharis. That's Moisin Asachim. Another pshat of Moisin Asachim is when Beis HaMikdash bought those commodities from wherever they bought it from, they also bought it with the upper hand. That means if they signed a contract within a year, they're going to buy 4 pounds for a dollar. Even if the price went up, they always got 4 pounds for a dollar. And when they sold it to the people who came, they always sold it for the correct price. So they always gained on it, and that's called Moisin Nesachim. So what? It went down also. They gained also. They went down also. They always got the upper hand. And therefore, they always had extra. So that extra money was used for the Mizbeach Azav and Klisharis. And the cash was going to be, you see from here, it came from Moisin Nesachim money, not from Chumas Lishka money. Mizbeach Ha'ilo HaLishka Yisva Azaris, which is binyan, things that are binyan, Bo'am Mekotcha Vedek Abayis. Chutz Chayim Yisazara, anything that's for work for Adada Azara, Baal Mashiyari Alishkas, was left over in the Lishka. Zuishasininu, Chaymas Tehir, Migdalasav, Chalzarchia, Baal Mashiyari Alishka. That's what we always learn all over Shas, that Chaymas Tehir, Migdalasav, Chalzarchia, come from Shiyari Alishka. So what do you see? You see from here that it does not come from Chumas Alishka. So it's a Kasha Arav that you see from here that the Klishares was not used from the Chumas Alishka. Zakta Gemara, Tanoihi, Zakta Tanoim. The Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah and Shkalim, Moisa Chuma Ma'ay Oysim Ba. What do you do with the extra Chuma Shalishka money? Ma'ay Oysim Ba. So the Tanakama says over here, Ay Oysim Ba, Rekuye Zav, Tzipa Lebeis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Used it to cover the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was covered in gold, the floor, the walls, the roof, the ceiling, everything was covered in Zahav. Where did they get that money from? They got that money from Moisa Chuma. Rabbi Shmuel Aymer, Moisa Peiros, the Kitzim Mizbeach. We'll see what Moisa Peiros is soon. Moisa Peiros went to the Kitzim Mizbeach, which means if the Mizbeach was sitting idle, and in a Dharma and a Davis, you use that money to buy Kabanas. Moisa Truma, the Kisharis. Here we have Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rav. Moisa Truma, and we have 4 tons of Rabbi Shmuel, so it stems. Moisa Truma, the Kisharis. Moisa Truma is leftover Truma's Lishka went where? Kisharis. Here's a riot to Rav. That's the Chag Tanayim. Here's the Chag Tanayim right here. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, Moisa Chuma goes to Kitzim Mizbeach, goes for Kabanas. Moisa Nesachim, which we have before, Machalik Tuna Moisa Nesachim means, that goes to Klisharis. Rabbi Chanina Skala Kahana Eimer, Moisa Nesachim goes to Kitzim Mizbeach, and Moisa Chuma goes to Klisharis. The second man the Amr, he holds to Klisharis, the Moisa Nesachim. So we have 2 men in the Amr here, who hold Moisa Chuma goes to Klisharis, that's like Rav, and it's Machalik Tanoim. Vizeh, Vizeh, Loi Hoyu Moidim, which means Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Chanina, Loi Moidim Paris. They didn't hold this sort of thing, Bechlal, called Paris. What are Paris? Paris Mayi, Italian and Braisa. Moisa Chuma Mayo Isimba. Loichim, what do you do with the extra Moisa Chuma? Mayo Loichim Ba, Mayo Isimba. Loichim Paris Bazul. They buy Paris cheap. Moichim is Baker and they sell it, make a business out of it. Vaschar Makitsa Mazbech. And with the extra money, the profits, Makitsa Mazbech. Vazu Shinina Moisa Paris Kitsa Mazbech. That's what we learned. Moisa Peiris goes to Kitzim Mizbeach. That was our small shita. Now remember, our small said Moisa Chuma goes Likli Sharis. So how does it stem? Says he had a Moisa Chuma. They bought Peiris. Zog Rashi. Vakeren Likli Sharis. Come Rav Shmuel. The principle of Likli Sharis. Example. They take, let's say, they have $100 extra from the Moisa Chuma. They take $100 to buy Peiris. They sell that Peiris for $150. They have $150. $100 goes Likli Sharis. $50 goes to Kitzim Mizbeach. That's the profit. Remember, they bought they had $100 left over. They bought Paris for $100, sold for $150. $50 goes to Kitzim Mizbeach, and $100 goes to Kisharis. My Vizavizel Loy Moedim Paris. What does it mean that they both, Rav Chanina and Rav Akiva, did not agree to Moedim Paris? They didn't agree to the whole idea called Paris. The Tanai, I went to the Mishnah. Moisa Shiari Alishka, my Oisimam. What do you do with the extra Shiari Alishka? The one was left in the Lishka in the room. My Oisvam, Lechvam, Yenois, they bought the wine, Shmanim, oils, Vistosas, and flour, Vaschar Lehektish, and they did a business out of it, and the Schar goes to Hektish, Zerubbabi Shmal. But keep having a note, Amos Dakar Mishal Hektish, Afloy Mishal Aniyim. You don't make business out of Hektish money, and you don't make business out of Aniyim money. You have a Karen for Aniyim, you don't make business out of it. What's the Peshat? But Hektish my time, Aloy, and this Makam Ashiris. In a Mokum HaShiris, you don't got to do little buying groups out of it. You don't got to do that. You're a rich guy, you don't do buying groups. In the Beis Mikdash, you're a guy, they have money, they don't have to do little things there, but make a few dollars. That doesn't show wealth. But Shalniya my time aloy, Dil Mishrami Lahu Anyo, Peleka Lameis Velo. By Aniyim, you don't want to do that. Why not? Because you don't want to have, unless you need money, the only needs money, like emergency, you don't have any liquid money, that's not good. And therefore, you don't make investments like this with Shalandiyim. And that's what it means that Rekiva and Rav Chanina do not agree to Paris. There's no such idea as Paris in the Mizmikdash, because, ain't Aniyas, but Makkah Mashiris.